Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Welcome, 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 welcome to a very late or maybe very early edition of Maltov in the Morning. The most regularly scheduled as I send
it's,
out these links.
It's not quite
polls.
Morning yet.
Well, it's somewhere it is. In Australia, it's the afternoon.
For our UK friends, it is.
So we hope
for
you guys...
For Stryker over in Dubai or wherever the hell he is.
Yeah, what are you, in Abu Dhabi or something?
Is yeah, something like that.
To Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Are we on any video platform?
We're on Periscope and Twitter.
We're on Periscope and Twitter. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the New Age Insiders pay-per-view post-show. Liam Stryker is in Abu Dhabi. I believe that he was mailed by...
I think it's Dubai.
By Nirmal. Or Garfield mailed Nirmal to Abu Dhabi all the time, right?
Yes. That's what he,
Garfield hated Mondays.
He sure did.
He really did. He
Mondays
loved,
suck.
Yeah. I mean, I have a cat, and I'm not sure her life is any less easy on Mondays than it is the rest of the time when she does nothing. But shout out to Topanga.
She's all right.
What do you think of Backlash? Without Stryker here, we're going to be a lot less formal.
Yeah.
Not that he was the bow tie keeping this thing as a strictly dress-up affair. But, I mean, I just kind of want to take some calls. We're live,
508-202-1624,
508-202-1NAI. We saw the couple people were calling during the intro, but now that we're done with the intro.
Yeah, I can help you out with that now.
508-202-1NAI, 508-202-1624. We're going to talk about Backlash and what we thought... But it was a fine show.
Fine is the right word.
Fine. It wasn't a bad show. What we do here all the time on the New Age Insiders is like, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was some sort of, like, I'm not going to bury a show that I thought was just fine. Do I think we needed, I'll be honest with you, Bill Neville, do I think we needed 3 pay-per-views in like 28 days?
Nope.
Not sure we did. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you on that part of it, right? Because WrestleMania was April 8th, and the Greatest Royal Rumble was, 45 minutes ago? And Backlash just ended. And so I think that's one of the things that maybe this show suffered from was just like a little bit of fatigue. I think if you're the average fan out there, it's like, look, WrestleMania is long. And it was good, but it ended with a thud for a lot of people. I was happy about it. But a lot of people thought WrestleMania ended with a thud. And then you do the Greatest Royal Rumble, and the Greatest Royal Rumble was awesome, right? But it felt like it fell out of outer space. And it was long, and that was a long day. And a lot of people didn't even get to watch live, so a lot of people get home from work around like 6, 7 o'clock, try to put it on, and if they watched it beginning to end, they were done around midnight, so it feels even longer, right? And you get Backlash, and I feel like this show went long. How the hell did this thing end at 11:30?
Because it's a brand split pay-per-view now.
Yeah.
Or a co-branded pay-per-view.
But sweet Jesus Christ, is that the new? Why don't we start at 7? Why don't we have a pre-show at all now?
Right, no, I completely agree, but remember the... Brand-specific pay-per-views would go 2.5-3 hours.
Bill, I am...
Now we have to have Raw and SmackDown
Bill,
matches.
I'm not prepared for 11:30.
No.
Thanks, folks. Go home.
No. At least it's
I'm
only once
ready.
A month now, not every 2 weeks.
We're the live audience that we need for... We see we got calls coming in. We're going to start taking them at 508. Save this number, by the way, if you haven't already. 508-202. 1624, 508-202, because we are one. NAI. But I mean, I am not prepared for that. Just stop doing pre-shows.
Yeah.
Why do we need a pre-show? Just 7 o'clock. Yeah. We start the damn thing.
Yeah. Just listen to our pre-show at 7 o'clock.
It's Sunday. Football is probably over. And just right. And we'll move our pre-show up. I don't care. Whatever we have to do to make these things not end at 11:30 all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, a good show with some really great performances. Like, let's not fall into the trap that a lot of these things are easy to do, which is like the last thing was semi-controversial. And at some point during the show, and if you want to talk about it, it's an open free range forum. We'll talk about it right away if you call at 508-202-1624. But like, yeah. Is it a little weird that Roman Reigns went on last in a show where we had a belt? Yeah, but whatever. I'm not going to let it...
In hindsight, you can understand why?
No.
Because of that awful finish with AJ and Shinsuke?
Yeah, maybe that's the reason. But I hate the fact that we had to make a unpopular decision
sure,
based on
yeah,
something
yeah.
else being less
no,
popular.
Completely agree.
But again, it's also just not going to like wash away, which was a really fun evening, including a legitimate... I don't think it'll finish. I don't think it's going to win. But I suppose you could say that Seth Rollins versus The Miz was a match of the year candidate.
Oh, sure.
It's May.
Yeah.
We're not even halfway done. Somebody's going to make a list of candidates.
Yep.
And Seth Rollins versus The Miz was very, very good. So if you want to call and there's things you didn't like, you're free to. If you want to call and there's things that you did like, please always feel welcome to throw that out there, too, because we do watch these shows voluntarily. They are by choice, and we do like pro wrestling. Let's try to keep that in mind, that we do like pro wrestling.
We do. Let's get to our calls.
Right now, oh, geez, this poll, you should vote in the poll, because right now when F is winning for this show, which is crazy. F's never
Roman
win.
Roman Reigns is so polarizing,
F's,
huh?
F's always get their fair shake, but F's never win the polls. And so cast your vote at New Agent. 40% would give it an F right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I carumba cavolt. 508-202-1624. Everybody that calls is kind of by default a co-guest host.
Yeah.
So enjoy your time to shine in the New Age.
Except you don't get paid.
We get list downloads around the world, so now you are literally world famous. like I am still not somehow. Go ahead, who we got?
All right, so we got Dallas in New Orleans gave us a call. What's up, Dallas?
I love Dallas.
Dallas, you there?
Oh. Dallas.
Dallas.
In New Orleans. Going once.
Let me try to get him.
All right, we'll try again. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1624. We met Dallas in New Orleans. And right now, yeah, we have a report card going up. And 100 people have voted. And right now, 83% of them would give it a C, a D, or an F. That is Ike Rumba. Yeah, we got Dallas on the line. We'll take him up in a second. I want to start off with talking about Miz versus Seth Rollins. Why? Because if we start the show with something that people might not have liked, and the whole show will be about like, blah, and Backlash wasn't a blah show, and WWE isn't blah right now, and let's try our best to remember that we like wrestling, and The Miz versus Seth Rollins was very, very good. Right now, Seth Rollins is everything the Intercontinental Championship has needed, and the Intercontinental Championship is everything Seth Rollins has needed. Talking to DC Matthews about this earlier in the day, and we've talked to DC Matthews from DC and Doc Talk on the New Age Insiders Wrestling Network. You can find them on newageinsiders.com as well. We're talking to DC about this, where it's just like, what's missing from the Intercontinental title? And to me, it was always a relatively simple formula that was going to be a little complicated to get to, which was, you need people that we care about who care about the belt. And the problem was is that, like, you kind of cared about The Miz, don't get me wrong, but then, you didn't care about Curtis Axel or Ryback or Kalisto or whoever the hell else had it. Kalisto had the U.S. title. But, Luke Harper, God bless his soul, and Dolph Ziggler in this, like, every other champion was Dolph Ziggler for a while, and you didn't really, really care. And I think people cared about, like, Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens, but they were kind of fewer and far between and not in necessarily super engaging stories. And so the people you cared about didn't really necessarily care about the Intercontinental title, and so you never wound up caring about the belt by default. And now Seth Rollins is somebody that literally right now, like, you need to start talking about Seth Rollins on the level of AJ Styles, Okada, Kenny Omega, all these people that are supposedly just the best wrestlers in the world, and they are. It's not supposedly like some stupid air quote situation. They are legitimately, the class of active performers.
For sure.
But whenever who's the best wrestler alive comes up, it is usually somebody says to me, AJ Styles, Okada, or Kenny Omega. And like, look, you know, all power to them. One of those might be the right answer. And I'm telling you that we need to start putting Seth Rollins in there as one of the options on the list for the best wrestler alive. Because what do I do? I stick him out there against anybody, and he's great against Balor, and he's great. I think he took Miz, who's always a
to a whole new level.
Who's always a very good performer, yeah, to a level of greatness. You know, one of those guys that Miz might be able to play up to his competition, and mm-hmm. he did tonight. And so, do you want to talk about a positive to take away from a show that I think lost more and more steam as it went on? Talk about Seth Rollins versus The Miz and just how great Seth Rollins is right now. And the fact that WWE has a legitimate, bona fide ace in their rotation. Dallas, if this is the same Dallas that we got to meet in New Orleans, then I'm excited to talk to you. Dallas, how are you, and what do you think of Backlash?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope you guys are doing good, too. I caught Backlash pretty late. I was working, so I got home around 9:30 Central, and I was just expecting to see the very end of the pay-per-view. So I see AJ and Nakamura. I'm like, okay, cool, this is the finish. And, you know, that match happens, and the finish happens. I'm like, okay, wow, that was a way to end the show, I guess. And then we get more. So I don't know why this show had to be 4.5 hours long. I think the wrestling fatigue contributes a lot to my opinion on the show, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give it an F.
Whoa!
Really, this is probably one of the most boring, inconsequential shows that they've ever put on, at least in my recent wrestling history. And I think they used all their fun in Saudi Arabia. I think they have run out of their fun supply, and this is what we got.
Yep. Dallas, you're right. And there's two things. Dallas, we're going to let you go. We're going to take as many calls as we can, but thanks so much for calling, buddy, and for being a Patreon and an awesome guy. We love you. You can be a Patreon, too. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsider. Sign up right on the website you might already be on, NewAgeInsiders.com. This pay-per-view got hammered. I feel like it was really just a tennis ball that got hit back and forth against two walls, and Wyatt had a tough shot. And one wall was called the Greatest Royal Rumble, and the other wall was called the shakeup we did about a month too early. And so let's talk about Dallas's point, which was Saudi Arabia, and you're right. We jam-packed a ton of fun into that, including making it feel like, I swear to God, the aesthetic of a WrestleMania. We never see pyro anymore, right? And Saudi Arabia got a year's worth of fireworks. The set, the feeling, the vibe, the, you know, just the matchups, all that stuff, right? And so Saudi Arabia happens about a week ago, you know, a little over a week ago. And then you go, all right, am I ready to get up? I just got up for WrestleMania. I just got up for a big show in the middle of the afternoon. And now I got to get up for Backlash. And the problem that already existed with Backlash before Saudi Arabia was the shakeup, which happened before a pay-per-view for no good reason. And so it telegraphed a lot of these matches. Like, look, I think a lot of people would have still picked Seth Rollins over The Miz. I think a lot of people probably would have picked that. But the fact that it was a cross-promotional match and you knew The Miz was going to go back to SmackDown and not with the Intercontinental title, that really telegraphed the winner. And again, I don't think this one was going to be a coin flip unless, you know, if they were both on Raw still. But it telegraphed it, and it suffered from it. The main event, you know, and obviously we could talk about that if you guys want to talk about the fact that this was the main event. But the main event was Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns, which suffered greatly from the fact that you knew that Joe was going back to a different show, and so he could afford to lose to Roman Reigns because now he's going to go on a SmackDown this week, and no one's going to talk about it because Roman Reigns isn't really going to brag about beating Joe because Joe's not on Raw to brag to. And then no one's going to give Samoa Joe any crap on SmackDown because they want him to feel like a big, scary deal, and so they're just not going to talk about it. And when you shake up these rosters early, it telegraphs that.
Right.
The shakeup should be this week.
Mm-hmm.
We should have gotten through this pay-per-view and then said, now that championship matches have been determined, the WrestleMania season really is over now. It's time to, you know, shake things up and diversify the rosters, and all the things they want to accomplish with this movement should have happened before, after we started putting a pay-per-view together and really half-constructed one. And so I think that Backlash right away was going to have a tough time really succeeding because it had a lot working against it. But I still think they put on a decent wrestling show. I think lost in the shuffle is the fact that WWE, maybe it's just because we go to so many independent shows that you look at a WWE show, it's like, you know, this isn't that bad. But I understand why fans have a lot of reservations right now about how they feel about it and why right now currently with, you know, hundreds are coming in, the show's not doing great on the report card that we submit to WWE, and they read it and they care. And they care.
Yes.
And they care.
Yep.
Who do we got?
We got Galen in Oklahoma wants to talk about The Miz. What's up, Galen?
What's up, Galen?
Hi. Yeah. First off, I just want to say that I think the show tonight was a good, like, I think it's an underrated show tonight. I think the wrestling was really good. It wasn't too flashy, but like I think like the wrestling, I think it was a decent show to watch.
Yeah, I think that's about right, Galen.
I mean,
yeah, it was a good show. Yeah, it was a decent show to watch. It was like it felt. We keep saying this, so we keep comparing these things. It was like a pretty good house show. You know what I mean? It was some fun matchups. Mm. I don't think any titles changed hands, right? So it was just there wasn't a lot of consequence to it, and you feel like not a lot of it has to do with the TV you're about to watch this week. And so, yeah, it just sort of felt like a, you know, and Galen, again, I can't stress this enough. I think that if we didn't have the greatest Royal Rumble week, you know, a week and a couple days ago, then you would have been a lot more receptive to this thing because you didn't feel like you got Daniel Bryan in a heroic performance and Braun Strowman winning the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Presents Slimer as your Ecto Cooler Belt of the World and all that stuff going on. And so it's just, I think people are just tired, Galen.
Yeah.
I think people are just tired.
On Friday, this pay-per-view was, it turned into the, oh, Backlash is this weekend pay-per-view?
Swear to God. There were people that messaged us today and said they didn't realize Backlash was on until iTunes alerted them that we had a post-show, pre-show. And it's like, well, you're welcome, I suppose. Happen to help. Galen, what did you think of the show itself and what do you think of the big take? You said you want to talk about The Miz, and what did you think of that Intercontinental title match? What do you think of the Intercontinental title scene in general and Seth Rollins, and what do we do now?
I want to pose, first off, a phenomenal match by Seth Rollins and The Miz. My question that I'm kind of asking myself internally is why hasn't The Miz been pushed up to main event status yet? Because I know Seth Rollins should be up there too, but I just feel like The Miz is like the definition of like a self-made man when it comes to the company and doing this mid-card thing for a long time. I feel like with his work, with his mic skills, with his wrestling skills, I feel like this guy should and could be a main event talent.
Galen,
we got you. We're going to let you go, and we're going to talk all about that, and we're glad you called. Thanks so much for giving us a shout, buddy. We love you. All right, so and you can call too, 508-202-1624. I think you're probably about to make the same point I'm going to make.
Now that he's back on SmackDown, and he's only been there for a week, and now Backlash is in the past.
Yep.
We'd move on from facing the Raw guys. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, Galen, I think the biggest problem that he has was the same reason that we could say, well, why wasn't, you know, and there's all sorts of reasons. I getcha. But it's not dissimilar to, well, why wasn't Seth Rollins in the world title scene for the past year?
Right.
And why wasn't Bray Wyatt in the world title scene for the past year and Finn Balor in the world title scene for the past year and Dean Ambrose in the world title scene for the past year? You know, the universal title scene. Because what show has Miz been on the whole time?
Raw.
And there's been this log jam. And now, to be fair, the Miz probably could have got one of those matches he wasn't going to win between WrestleMania 33 and 34. But that doesn't sound like what fans are actually looking for here. They're looking for either a title run or a genuine opportunity.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But Bill's right that now that he's on SmackDown, I mean, literally, he could be the next guy.
And nobody wanted him to go to Raw in the first place after the whole thing he did with Talking Smack and Daniel Bryan.
He and Wyatt just shouldn't have moved on.
Right.
Those were dumb decisions. There's a real reality here that he could show up. I mean, it's tough unless this is just what WWE does now, which she goes, we pick a winner of a big match and you get an unlimited number of opportunities to fight for your belt. Because Roman Reigns won the Elimination Chamber and he just gets as many cracks as it takes at Brock. And Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble. And if he gets another match with Styles, which he probably will.
Especially after that finish.
That's four.
Yeah.
And it's like, so
he's got to win that one, right? Or we got to move on?
Well, it's like, who doesn't love Shinsuke Nakamura? But, like, is this it? I mean, it's just like Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble and now he gets infinite opportunities. At some point of this fighting promotion, don't I just go, you know, sorry, man, like, you know, you did. You caught some tough breaks, but you also just you didn't win.
Yeah, you made the perfect point on NAI Pod last week where Conor McGregor, if he loses four matches in a row, there's no chance in hell he's fighting for the title.
Right. You're just not the number one contender anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, maybe there's, you know, stuff in the UFC can come out and be like, ah, man, the ref missed one. And so we're going to give you a rematch. And then it's just like, okay, how many controversial finishes can we have before it's just like, I'm sorry, man, it just doesn't seem like it's in the cards for you right now. And we want to hear from you as well at 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI. But, like, I got to think that Nakamura might get another match, right?
You would think so.
But wouldn't it make a lot more sense for The Miz to stroll up and be like, hey, we're not going to talk about Sunday because we're just not going to talk about it. But I am a 8-time Intercontinental Champion. I am a former WWE Champion. I have come to this show to take over. And wouldn't The Miz be as viable an opponent for AJ Styles as anybody else they could throw at him right now, including
sure.
Shinsuke Nakamura, who I don't believe should get a lifetime supply of opportunities?
When do you think the next Shinsuke-AJ inevitable match takes place?
Money in the Bank.
Does Miz win Money in the Bank?
I think Shinsuke Nakamura and The Miz have built themselves to a last man standing match.
AJ?
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles have built themselves to a last man standing match. That's what I really truly believe that we're doing with these guys is that's...
Well, if that was the case, tonight would have ended in a draw anyway.
Yeah, but we could have just done it tonight. We could have just,
sure.
whoever's going to win
yeah.
could have just won tonight and moved on.
Right.
But I just think storytelling-wise, I'm looking at these two guys on the mat that couldn't get up, and we're going to be like, well, that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a winner, even though, whatever, I don't know. I think we're going to do some sort of a last man standing match, and it's just lame that we're not moving forward with these champions.
Right.
I think it's affecting
with the greatest rosters in history.
Well, I think it's affecting their championship runs too, and I think it's affecting how people feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to Galen, to answer Galen's question, Miz is in a much better position now that he's on SmackDown.
Oh yeah,
and he will win another world title, and probably within the next 12 months. So he's gonna be fine.
So according to Shane in the chat here, he says Miz said on the post show he's going after the Money in the Bank briefcase and the WWE title.
Well, you kind of get one. Usually, get one if you get the other. And he already has.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he'll definitely be in the match because now what I think you got to do with these things with the Money in the Bank is just make them big, have them be like 10 guys and have them be 5 from each show.
Exactly. And then they can pick whichever one they want to go to.
Yeah, because you actually strapped yourself in a bind when you made these things brand specific.
Yep.
Because now it's going to be like Raw is going to get the Elimination Chamber and then SmackDown, and then you're going to ping pong and SmackDown will get the Chamber and we'll get that. And it's just like, nah, this should have always been a joint show,
yep.
And now it finally is, and that's how you're going to get away with it. The Miz could definitely win the Money in the Bank briefcase. I don't know who I think the early favorite is. I also don't think the Miz needs the briefcase to win it. If you want to keep doing AJ and Nakamura, add another guy into the mix, make it interesting. That's not a bad point.
Who said that?
By Flash Flanagan.
Oh.
And again, Jedi, right, this show was not an F. And right now, I agree
yeah,
with you
no.
right now on the paper. Like, I definitely didn't think it was like some sort of A+, but I wouldn't have given it anything close to an F.
The crappy finishes and then Roman Reigns winning at the end has soured a lot of people in this show.
B-, because it's a show that didn't have to happen, but
sure.
It did, and it was fine. 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI. We know it's late, but we're going to keep talking. Let's address it. Let's bring it up just to say it's a talking point. The internet's still talking about it. Let's try to have a constructive conversation about it. And I'm going to need you to monitor the chat if people are, you know, if the calls. I'll monitor the chat, whatever.
I got you.
So when you start seeing people complain about Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles, right? I think there are two reasons, okay? One is they're not putting on... I still think fans have a false expectation of what this match is supposed to look and feel like.
Yes.
I really sincerely believe that they think that AJ Styles is supposed to work like a Ricochet style.
Yeah.
And Shinsuke Nakamura is supposed to work some sort of Kota Ibushi Okada style.
Well, they're looking for a New Japan spectacle, which is not going to happen.
Which is weird, but because this is what New Japan is. New Japan isn't NXT. It's not Flipapalooza. It's not Lucha Underground. They actually are putting on a Japanese-style wrestling match quite often. These nut shots are the most American thing they do to each
Ugh.
Other. You know what I mean? And so, but here's the thing. So do I think that AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura has been what is usually traditionally appealing to American audiences? Not all the time. But I am going to say it, as somebody who has been an audience member for one of them, and somebody who, you know, talks to, you know, a lot of people on the internet during these shows, I think when you see the graphic for AJ and Nakamura going on third to last, people go, ugh, groan, oh my God,
yep,
can't believe it. Reigns goes on last, mm-hmm, again.
That's what happened at Mania.
Ugh, groan. And here's the thing. At Mania, I'll be honest with you, you, with all the love in the world, you were a little foolish if you ever thought that Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar wasn't going to go on last.
Yeah.
Of course that was going to go on, mm-hmm, last. Of course that was going to go on last. The only surprising thing is that Brock won. Of course Roman Reigns. Of course the Universe. Of course Raw's belt. Of course Brock Lesnar. Of course Roman Reigns was going to go on last. Of course. Tonight, though, tonight was not of course. Tonight was not a no-brainer. Tonight was not one that I think is easily explained away.
Right. It was the top title match on the show.
It's the WWE Championship.
With no Universal Championship match on the card.
Right. And I get, so let's be fair and let's talk about it. I understand that Raw is still, even, and they proved it tonight without a shadow of a doubt, Raw is still the bigger show and the bigger priority, duh. And that proved to me when their match that didn't even have the Universal title involved but felt like a Raw match, especially when a Raw guy won, closed, right? So that's one of the reasons. Another one of the reasons is we didn't put the belt on Nakamura and we were going to give you a double down no contest that was probably going to make some people groan, and they do probably know that. And I get you, but I got to tell you, this one is frustrating to me because, like, the point I made online, I know I'm being a little over-exaggerative, but you hear me out. The reason I was told that The Rock versus Hulk friggin' Hogan didn't go on last at WrestleMania was because we were going to respect and honor the WWE Championship, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, Shane and a couple other people said to me, well, they had no idea that Hulk Hogan versus The Rock was going to turn into what it turned into, okay? All right. So in theory, if I'm supposed to take that and apply it to tonight, then the reason that the WWE title didn't go on last was because something huge was going to happen. Because now you've told me that The Rock and Hogan, if we could crystal ball and see Hulkamania come back and all that, we would have put it on last, right? It would have gone after the title because it was so special. Tonight, something went on after the title. So by your logic, that must mean something was so
super special. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Nope.
I get why Roman Reigns won.
It was a classic Reigns match.
Nothing of what I'm about to say is about, like, why did Reigns win? Of course Roman Reigns won.
Yeah.
He just lost to Brock a bunch of times. He needs to get back on the trolley to be from the 20s. And he needs to get his momentum back, and of course he won tonight. Who surprised Roman Reigns won tonight, right? Who cares? He's the top guy in the World Wrestling Federation. He won. Who's surprised? So it's not about that. It's not about that he won and beat Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe is going to go over on SmackDown and be fine. Maybe Samoa Joe is the next guy to go after AJ Styles. How much fun is that going to be? So nobody needs to panic about the outcome of the match. Who cares that Roman Reigns won? Of course, are you not used to that by now?
Yeah.
Like, oh my, get over it. The issue for some people that I think is justifiable is, why did this close? Why did this go on last? AJ Styles and Nakamura had the recipe for a main event because it was for the WWE Championship, which it was supposed to mean something gigantic, I thought. And it was a conclusion or a third part to a story that felt personal. We had built to a no disqualification match. And then I think it suffered. The ending was going to be rough for some people regardless. Gotcha. But I think it still suffered even more unjustifiably because people see it go up on the screen and go, oh my God, Roman Reigns is going to main event. And so now you're in a mood. And now you watch AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects the way you feel about the match.
That's twice now.
Because you're in a mood.
Yep.
And again, Of course Roman Reigns won, and I even understand why he went on last. There wasn't a title change. The biggest takeaway they wanted you to have from this show is that Roman Reigns is back on the in the winning column. So I understand. I just also heard the fans complain and don't think that they're being completely unreasonable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like again, there are reasons why this happened. Again, no title change. Reigns, again, what I want you to walk away from Backlash 2018, a pay-per-view that everybody involved, including the back, knows is kind of ho-hum and just something we get through, right? Well, the lasting memory I want you to have of the show is Roman Reigns is back on track. And if that's the goal of the show, you accomplish that, and that's why it's the last thing you saw. So it is like in no way, it's like, it's not egregious, it's not the worst call in the world, and I get it. One thing I want to talk about real quick, we got a call on the line and we'll wrap up the show quick, you know, in a few minutes or so, but we definitely want to talk to you guys about WWE Backlash is, so Carmella is still the women's champion of SmackDown on a show with Charlotte. And I get why we did what we did tonight and we protected everybody. Carmella was able to win. Charlotte hurt her knee or whatever. And that's, you know, why she wasn't able to keep going and stuff like that. And I get you. And I knew Carmella was going to retain, and I just felt like one of those kind of things. But I got to tell you, trying to be fair here, what an unimpressive performance by your women's champion, in my opinion. And if you disagree, you can always tweet us at New Age Insiders. Give us a call, 508-202-1624. We see we got somebody on the line. Just give us 1 second. But it's a free forum. Talk about whatever you want. But I got to tell you, your women's champion on a show with Charlotte and Asuka, before we even get to like Becky Lynch and, you know, all those, you know, there's a lot of talented women on the show, but you got two all-timers in Charlotte and Asuka, right? And I got to tell you that Carmella offered nothing but chin locks and screams, screaming. You know, arm bars and screams, those the stretch on the turnbuckle and screams, very basic. Like the kind of stuff, and I don't mean to be like disrespectful, but the kind of stuff we teach Snooki to do in 6 weeks because she's going to work WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Surfboard.
The kind of stuff Callie's about to learn.
Surfboard, right. The Callie's probably already learned. Surfboards and headlocks
right.
and chin locks. And it's like, I get that your purpose as the champion of this show is to be annoying, but you need to, in a world where we don't just book pretty women anymore, you need to be better than that.
Right.
Because you are not convincing me at all that you're worthy of being the champion of a show with Charlotte and Asuka on it.
Right. And the only reason why you won clean was because the much better women's wrestler did this amazing moonsault and quote unquote injured herself.
And had to make you look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That her leg blew out and she let you get over on her and all that nonsense.
Right.
But I can't believe her yet as the champion of a show with so much
money in the bank's right around the corner. It won't be long.
Great. Who we got?
Justin in New Orleans gave us a call. What's going on, Justin?
New Orleans represent tonight, huh? What's up, Justin?
Hi, am I on?
You're on, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, damn. This is great. Man, I loved the wrestling tonight.
What'd you like in particular, man? What was your favorite match?
Oh, Wyatt.
Wyatt? What did Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
I don't think Bray Wyatt
was Wyatt wrestling.
Bray Wyatt.
I don't think Bray Wyatt worked tonight, buddy. Did Bray Wyatt work?
I don't
tonight?
Think so. Did he?
I don't think. Did he work on the pre-show?
Oh, I watched the one on my DVR.
Oh, okay. Which one did you watch? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm so good. How about you?
I'm good. I don't think I'm quite as good as you are right now. But what did you watch on the? Let's talk about it. What did you watch on the DVR? What did you watch?
The wrestling.
The wrestling. All right. What in particular was it? WCW. Was it ECW? It was something with Bray Wyatt. Which wrestling did you watch?
All right. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
Yep.
It sounded like he got put up in a spaceship. I wanted to talk to him about the wrestling on his DVR and Bray Wyatt.
I wanted to talk to Drunk Justin.
I wanted to talk to Drunk Justin about the wrestling on his DVR,
yeah,
too.
Right?
Callback. 508.
Please don't.
508-202-1624.
He just started yelling into the phone.
If the calls are anything like that, we're just going to wrap up this
show.
Yeah,
no. It's almost 12:30 anyway.
What did you think of SmackDown Women's Champion Carmella and the wrestling? What did you think of the wrestling, Bill?
The wrestling was good. I loved Wyatt.
Was he on your DVR?
Yeah, he wrestled Carmella.
He wrestled Carmella?
Yeah.
Carmella Anthony?
Yeah, She definitely didn't out-wrestle Bray Wyatt.
See, I like Carmella Anthony, but I think she shoots too many threes.
Yeah, I like caramels, the candy.
I liked them in high school when them girls would walk around and be like, you want a candy bar for a dollar? Like,
especially them ones with the cream in the middle.
Where do you even get these things? French fried potatoes. good way to represent New Orleans. He did great tonight. And I didn't call back about the wrestling. I swear to God somebody's on the line right now, and I hope it's Justin to talk about the DVR wrestling that he watched. But yeah, Carmella, do better than that. Is it Justin again? That is unbelievable. Is Justin back?
No, it's actually a different Justin.
Oh, you got a lot.
It's sober Justin in South Carolina.
You got a lot to live up to with your namesake there, buddy. Justin, let me ask you first and foremost, did you also watch the wrestling?
I indeed watched the wrestling tonight.
What did you think? Who was on your DVR? Was it also Bray Wyatt? I think the one guy that didn't perform tonight?
I actually really enjoyed Carlito tonight. Carlito was great, I thought.
I'm going to guess your DVR is fucking full. if you're watching Carlito.
Oh my God.
Mace fighting Shelton Benjamin for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, did he spit the apples like the kids used to do?
Oh, yeah, right. Justin, do the kids like the apples, do they, hon? Do they like the vitamin A?
Yeah, not big on the Granny Smith, but the red apples are still the classic.
Oh, Granny Smith is the best apple.
What's the red one? It's Macintosh?
Yeah, well, there's Red Delicious, which are a lie. A lie. The name Red Delicious,
Red Delicious
is
terrible.
A lie.
Yeah, like it's the worst apple.
That is unbelievable. It's like,
I would appreciate Carlito if he spit only Red Delicious because they're gross.
You know, like how Apple Jacks are like, we don't taste like apples. Like, why do apples want to lie to me so much? Between Red Delicious and Apple Jacks, it's just like, why is this fruit such a damn liar? You know what I mean? I like honest fruit.
Right.
Like oranges. No one named OJ ever let you down. So, Justin, you DVR'd the wrestling. What are your big takeaways from Backlash 2018?
Well, I told you earlier tonight, or earlier today before the show started, I thought maybe this Roman push was over. Maybe they had given up on Roman. But that was not the case. They showed Chad Patton's tweet about him apologizing. When is this going to happen? When's Roman going to take it off? Is Roman going to take it off?
Money in the bank.
Maybe, but I don't know, man. I mean, like, maybe. And he got back on the winning track, but I mean, if you're WWE, and God, hell, I know that they can do it. Tomorrow is Raw, and I know, but I mean, how do you spin this?
It's Money in the Bank.
How do you spin this?
Because Paul Heyman can come out in front of the Chicago crowd and say, the longest reigning world champion in history.
And I'm not being facetious, do you have Reigns go over because maybe they'll finally be happy because Brock beat a Punk record? And so they'll be happy Brock lost.
That could be the plan.
Because they're mad.
Crazy enough, that could be the plan.
I swear to God, man. Because it could be the plan. Maybe Chicago, of all towns, Chicago might actually pop when Brock loses because Brock broke a Punk record.
Yeah.
I'm in a Vince McMahon boardroom shooting stuff out there that I know is not going to work.
Right.
But is that what they're saying?
It could.
You know what I mean? Justin, what do you think about 434 and when Roman Reigns? Do you think Roman Reigns is the guy to beat Brock Lesnar still?
I think he will be eventually. It's just mind-boggling to me at this point. Like, you have tried for the past 3 years now, 2 years, to get this guy over, and this is not working. I laugh every time Michael Cole calls him polarizing. He's not polarizing. He just gets bruised. Yeah. No one likes him, it seems like.
Yeah. I don't know if polarizing is the right word for him anymore.
Nope.
Justin,
we got you, buddy.
Yeah, Justin, what's your final grade for WWE Backlash? Because right now it's getting torched in our poll.
I enjoyed the wrestling. I don't think, like, Miz and Rollins alone, like, kept this alive from, like, avoiding it from being an F. So I'll give it a C. Just a C.
That's fair.
Justin, I think that's more than fair.
Yep.
We're not going to keep you any longer. You have so much wrestling to get through if you're still at the Carlito years.
Yeah, you're in, like, 05 right now.
Yeah, you're gonna enjoy the hell out of a scrappy underdog named Daniel Bryan. No spoilers. He wins. No spoilers. No spoilers.
He's going to get fired along the way, too.
I was going to give a Thanos-level spoiler, but I don't know.
You can.
What, an
it's over a week.
An Infinity War spoiler? I'm not going to do that because people just hate me.
Come on, it's over a week. Who cares?
Oh, you want a big one?
Yeah.
You want a big one? Batman dies.
What?
What? And his parents.
No way, dude.
And his parents. And both him and Superman's mom's name are Martha. What? Justin, we love you. We love all the Justins, and we love everyone who gave the New Age Insiders a call right now with a couple hundred votes in there, and there's still plenty of time. The poll's about a half an hour old, so we already got a couple hundred votes, and you could be one, too, at New Age Insiders. Bill, right now, 2% of the people would give it an A.
Wow.
16 a B, 44 would give it somewhere in the C-D range, and 38% would give it an F, which by my terrible calculationable math would mean 82% of the audience is giving it some form of a CD or an F.
That's incredible.
That is a big number. That's usually not what we get on these polls, but there's still time to cast your vote. It'll be up for a few days. So even if you're not listening live, if it's your Monday or Tuesday, the poll is still up at New Age Insiders, and you can give that a vote, because your vote matters. And if you want us to kind of either pile on or try to swing these things, that's the point of having the poll. Bill, what would your final grade and evaluation for 2018's Backlash?
I'm going to have to agree with Justin. It was just a solid C. I mean, I wasn't really invested in most of the show tonight. I was doing a couple other things on the side, but like the parts that I did see, I watched Rollins and Miz, which was amazing, but Bliss and Jax was underwhelming. Orton and Jeff Hardy was just another Jeff Hardy match with a swanton. Carmella was painfully bad.
Yeah, she's not good.
And then the Reigns thing kind of took me out of it after the AJ Styles thing took me out of it. So it was just a solid C.
For what it's worth, I don't know if this is any sort of a work. It could be. WWE's official Twitter breaking, Alexa Bliss has suffered a shoulder injury in her match against Nia Jax for the Women's Championship.
Good. That's definitely work. And yeah. Get her away from Jax for like a month.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Cool.
It was a fine show that didn't need to happen at all.
Right.
I can't stress enough how I think it was just caught in a washing machine that was full. You know, this was if you threw two bricks in a washing machine and one of them was called the Greatest Royal Rumble and the other one was the shakeup. And this machine just broke and wasn't all that it could be and all that good stuff. It was fine for a wrestling show. I'm glad it's over.
Same.
And
could build the Money in the Bank now.
Yeah, and I'm
5 weeks.
I'm glad it's over. We all need a break from big pay-per-views. Got to watch these shows. But all in all, not bad. And now the good thing to look forward to, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on Molotov in the Morning, the most regularly scheduled episodic programming in the history of pro wrestling.
Regularly scheduled?
Yep. Or, you know, all of it. It's all true. Everything you've heard about me is true.
You schedule it regularly?
Everything.
That's a good thing.
Everything you've heard about me is true. Lando Calrissian.
okay.
But we'll talk about it tomorrow, about how now, really, really, the fallout of the shakeup and the post-WrestleMania feeling commences, all starting tomorrow. No more mixed roster blow off, we booked a match and then shook it up stuff. Two rosters with unique agendas and opportunities. And now WrestleMania really is wrapped up. Now maybe Roman Reigns and Brock aren't, and maybe Nakamura and AJ aren't, and maybe those are the most important things of all. But I think everything else is, you know what I mean? And so at least you can move forward from there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We have, you know, at WrestleMania, Jinder Mahal was the United States champion. Now it's Jeff Hardy with a successful title defense. That's new. It's post-Mania. You know what I mean? Seth Rollins won the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania, and now he damn sure feels like the champion. And now starting tomorrow, he's the fighting champion of Monday Night Raw, probably for at least another month.
Sure.
What is The Miz going to do now on this show? What is Samoa Joe going to do on his new show now? What is Kevin Owens going to do now that he's been fed to Strowman and Lashley? How average is Bobby Lashley, by the way? Like, how
extremely.
How average?
The biggest thing he's done in WWE was fight for the honor of the current president, Donald Trump.
His finishing move is a stalling suplex.
Which he can't even complete half the time.
Like, it's 1977. His finishing move is a stalling suplex.
If anyone's even close to his size, he can't do it.
Like, it's the 70s. Holy crap. You're so big and strong, and you do a stalling suplex? And again, we hope that Alexa Bliss is okay.
Yes.
Thanks to everybody that gave us a shout. We're going to wrap things up. Best wishes to he's fine, we hope, but to Liam over there in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, he said he woke up at 6 a.m. to watch Roman and Joe. What a joke.
There you go.
That's what he said.
Abu Dhabi, that's where it's at. Abu Dhabi, it's cool for this cat. Abu Dhabi, we hope you're doing well. Thank you for listening. The next time you'll hear from us, the next time you'll hear from me, make sure that you've subscribed or downloaded or liked or whatever the hell you got to do, followed The New Age Insiders on Periscope. Tomorrow, Molotov in the Morning, we'll talk about how it is a new day. Yes, it is, for the shake-up rosters. You'll hear from the New Age Insiders live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. on NewAgeInsiders.com. There's tons of stuff to listen to in the meantime on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Norble, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play, including the New Age Insiders Pop Network with For the Pops with Scotty Slade and Jamie Jemikowski.
Oh, yeah.
All the backlog, that movie show, Late Night Liam, Be Nerd, which is coming back soon. There's old episodes of the New Age Insiders. You can build a Patreon for 5 exclusive shows a month, including the latest episode of Be Heard. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You have a great night too, Flash Flanagan. Thanks to everybody who's a Patreon, a Hall of Famer, a t-shirt buyer, a supporter of what we're trying to do around here. My name's Jason Malta.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders on behalf of Liam Stryker. You can find us on Twitter, and please do all social media platforms, really, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Subscribe to twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, YouTube, Periscope, Facebook, and Instagram. If you're out there, except for Snapchat, we're on it, and I just don't get it. We love you. I hope you enjoyed the pay-per-view. Thanks for the calls. You make us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We'll see you soon, Stryker. We're out.